Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you, if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart, Jesus said, concluding his parable. The Christological threat here is indeed a great one. Who wouldn't wither under the impossible demand? Claiming to forgive is one thing, but forgiving from the heart, well, that's an entirely different matter. About the best we could hope for is an I forgive you, but I will never forget. Keep a close eye on those who wrong you. To do otherwise is just reckless, ill-advised, dangerous even. Whatever in the world could have prompted Jesus to be so threatening here? Well, Peter, of course, the bumbling, frequently wrong disciple that is spokesman for all of us when it comes to all things Jesus. What has he gone and said this time? A lot. But you wouldn't know it from the text. Peter asked a very reasonable, common sense question of Jesus. Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? Is how he put it. Not only is Peter's question logical, his suggestion is actually quite generous. I'm nonplussed by the thought of allowing someone to sin against me even two times, much less seven. So what in the world was Jesus' problem with Peter here? Well, we must remember the context. Jesus had handed over the keys to the kingdom to the disciples yet again. Whatever they bound on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatever they loosed on earth would be loosed in heaven. So, they were to use the binding key of God's word of law to rebuke sin. And every time the law worked on the sinner's conscience, they were to use God's word of gospel to forgive the sinners. Rebuke and forgive over and over and over. Every time, all the time. That was the task of the disciples. That is the task of the church too. Now you can immediately see the problem here. Do this and sinners will abuse it. They will take advantage. They won't be grateful. Their morality will never improve. Their faith will never grow. They will never become more spiritual. Surely there must be a limit. Surely there has to be a point of no return, right? Surely there must be a cutoff. My goodness, who will ever be good and worthy of the kingdom of heaven? This was Peter's concern, and also what drew Jesus' ire. Peter had been given two keys, but he wanted to use one. Most comfortable, you all reluctant to forgive people. And that's Peter's sin right there. He wanted a conditional gospel. He wanted God to treat people fairly, to give them what they deserved based on their behavior. And as usual, Peter had no clue what he was asking. Therefore, Jesus had to endure Peter's weak faith. He gave him a parable, and boy, was it a doozy. A slave was unconditionally forgiven a huge sum of money. This same slave refused to be merciful to a fellow slave who owed him a few pennies. Just so, Jesus' message to Peter was crystal clear. You are the unmerciful, Peter. You have been given mercy repeatedly, Peter. You have been even privileged with the task of giving God's mercy to others, Peter. Yet you are stingy with that mercy, Peter. And if you want mercy according to the law, then that is exactly what you get, Peter. Your forgiveness is conditioned by your ability to forgive perfectly. Good luck, Peter. It's not hard to see that if God's mercy is conditional, then it's not forgiveness. And only a fool wants God to treat him or her fairly. No, you want God to treat you unfairly. You want God to give you what you don't deserve, mercy, without condition, instead of what you do deserve, judgment. And you also want to preach this good news to others. This is not the place to be stingy with God's mercy. And so, here we are, the keys to the kingdom in mouth. Make no mistake,
You need God's mercy for things done and left undone, and even worse, for the things that are out of your control, but nevertheless to be upon you. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin is bound. Now, for Christ's sake, the psalmist's song is yours. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes all transgressions from us. Amen. Let's stand together and sing.